Morning, everybody. It's WMFO in Medford. Mike on the mic here, 10:03 in the morning with kind of a full house. Bob Banjo is here without a mic at the moment. Just shout.
Hello.
Yeah, I had to change the board. It's all George's fault.
It's my fault.
Okay. Can I blame you, George?
Yeah, it's fine.
George Woods, everybody.
What's
blame
going down?
George. Yeah, George is back visiting us. Last time you were here, George, you were just about to go out on tour.
And that's
You're going to tell us all about that.
Good Lord. We ran into a colony of mermaids. Which was seems like a good idea at first, then turns out to be very dangerous.
I don't know if it sounds like a good idea, because they're not real.
They're not real.
No.
So anyway, that was Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, that was just Raleigh.
Yeah, okay. Just Raleigh. There's a lot of mermaids in Raleigh.
I didn't
know
that.
Apparently a lot of experimental psychedelic forms of beer. But
it clears up now.
Yeah, it's weird. but... All no, right. Honestly, it was an excellent trip. We put 4,000 miles in the car. We went all the way down. We went down to Raleigh, out to St. Louis, Missouri, and then back up to Chicago.
That was you and your buddy, that one-eyed kid?
Me and that one-eyed kid,
okay.
Man.
I saw some of your videos.
Yeah.
Educational.
Some of them were.
Where's the little hand? He's got a little doll's hand that he waves with. That's all.
Yeah, Mike's talking about a couple photos that I took with a very, 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 very... obtrusively tiny hand.
It's one of the mermaid's hands.
It's one of the mermaid's hands.
Yeah.
They're very small.
They're very small.
They're leprechaun mermaids.
Okay.
Which is a real thing now.
I think we've lost it now.
Yep.
All right, so George will be back because next Saturday he'll be doing a homecoming show for the release of this awesome album, which I just gave to Bob, which is called I Am.
And, you are?
You are.
Oh, I am.
But it's called I Am.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see how this is going to go.
Yeah, that's this is me when I just woke up, pretty much.
Me too.
Is what you get.
All right, so let's play some new noise, and we'll come back and talk with George and hear some music from I Am. You've got a guitar, so you play something probably.
All right.
And it'll just be a whole mermaid of fun or something. All right, I got some brand new noise here from Elton John and Jack White. This is from a new movie here called The American Epic. This is called Two Fingers of Whiskey. Pretty cool, everybody. New noise at WMFO.
If I can't save my sinning ways, gonna keep on getting high.
driving me. Man is an island unto himself. Man is an island unto himself. I'm building a boat. I'm building a boat. I sail from a sheet I wrapped her in. In the bath, she couldn't even stand. I'm pounding a hole on borrowed faith. Building a boat, building a boat. Calling it home, calling it home. Hey, 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 hey. Man is an island unto himself. To sleep, shake you awake and toss you to the deep. But I see a light on the horizon line, raising my mast, taking my helm. I'm headed south tonight. At the edge of a promised land, she towers overhead. I tried to scale those lighthouse walls. There wasn't any way in at all. She's just a light who haunts the night now. She just haunts the night now.
Hi, we were like doing well and playing something, and then everything just stopped. But that's okay. Yes, it did. I don't know why. Hi, George.
Hey, what's going on?
So that was you that just sang that.
That was me.
That was called "Building a Boat," and I love that track from your new album. I am
the most nautical song on the record.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with boats, except for the metaphor.
Oh. You're confusing me. It's only 10:12 in the morning.
I'm confusing myself. This is the way I speak at this hour. Okay.
Okay.
But yeah. So we're here promoting the show.
Yeah, next Saturday night.
Next Saturday night
at Brighton Music Hall.
Brighton Music Hall.
It's your homecoming CD release show for the CD that we just played Building a Boat from, which is I Am. It's with Ruby Rose Fox.
Ruby Rose Fox.
Yep.
Halo. Which, by the way, I have to say.
Yes.
I've been wanting to play a show with Ruby Rose Fox forever. She is one of my favorite artists in town, and I am stoked about the show. If you know who I am and you don't know who Ruby Rose Fox is,
yeah,
get on it, because you're going to be very happy if you come out to this show. And another really funny story, Halo Circus is a band out of Los Angeles. They're direct support for Ruby Rose Fox. Now, I've never heard Halo Circus before, except I went to the ASCAP convention in Los Angeles in Hollywood.
Okay.
And at that convention, I was at some panel or something like that, and it ended, and then just over the loudspeaker, some guy comes on the loudspeaker, and he just goes, "Please join us at the Epiphone stage to hear Halo Circus." And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I literally flew 3,300 miles and happened to be standing 5 feet from the stage of these people who I'm sharing a bill with.
Oh.
Yeah, so completely.
You know, things happen for a reason.
Completely ridiculous.
Or not. It's cosmic. Or not.
It's cosmic.
It's cosmic. You're cosmic.
No, you are. So you are balancing your phone.
I am.
On the microphone apparatus.
Yeah, man.
Because you're going to record what you're doing?
Well, this is up on Facebook.
Are you just combing
Live.
Your hair? Oh,
you're
it
doing
is.
Facebook
yeah.
Live.
Oh,
wow.
I'm doing Facebook Live.
You could have mentioned something to me.
No, I was going to do that. Then you'd know.
Did you have to sign a release
then
or something?
I'd know. Yeah. All right.
Jeez.
Hey, so it's next week, next Saturday night, Brighton Music Hall. And also your buddy, one-eyed kid, is going to be there too. Who went on tour with you, too.
He is not going to be there. His CD release show actually wound up being at Thunder Road.
So that changed.
That changed.
Oh, okay.
Things change, Mike. I know you can't handle change.
No, I'm not good with change. I'm at that age.
I'm not into things altering in any way whatsoever.
So would you like to play something live, George? I would love that. You have a new song, right?
I got a new song, and I'm actually debuting this song on June 10th.
Okay.
With the full band. And it's a brand new song. I don't even know what the name of it is yet. But just for the sake of the broadcast,
we'll come up with one.
Yeah, we could come up with one.
Let's
maybe.
Come up with one. All right. All right. Throw out a name before you even hear it.
There
you
go. Mermaid Avenue.
Good idea. Yeah.
Mermaid.
This song's not called Mermaid Avenue. This is kind of a. It's not the happiest song on earth, you know?
Oh.
But. You know, I'm a songwriter, so what the hell did you expect?
I don't know. This is George Ward with an unnamed song for the time being, live here.
Call it Down to the River.
Down to the River. It's George Woods, live at WMFO.
Your mama says, see, that's the thing that I miss the most. And not in bed when I'm alone. Now that I can't hear him anymore, I just wanna hear him snore. Take me down. Let me float to the sea. We will all join together where this river carries me. The doctor says it's best to let me rest. An animal inside of my chest wants to see the great outdoors. Can't keep him in here anymore. So take me down to the river. Let me flow to the sea. We will all join together where this river carries me. And take me down to the river. Let me float to the sea. We will all join together where this river carries me. Oh, 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 oh. See, I've been working like an ox my whole life, plowing fields for my kin. And I've been breathing on my own my whole life. Take out this tube so I can breathe again. And gather round, children, gather round. Drowning man, drown. Take me down to the river. Let me float to the sea. We will all join together where this river carries me. And take me down to the river. Let me float to the sea. We will all join together where this river carries me.
George. That was wonderful, George. So did you practice singing this morning?
Or no,
was that
I did
the first
not.
Thing?
My voice cracked all over the place.
Well, I mean,
not all over the place.
You're
I heard one.
You're just a young
you
teen.
Heard one.
You're just a young teen. It happens sometimes. He you likes know, my sense of humor too, and he's tired.
Oh God! Yeah.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, I did. I loved it, and I love all your stuff. But so is that new since you were last here? You've been working on that a little bit.
I mean, it's
by all means, keep going away from the mic. That's great.
No. Oh, yeah. sorry. No, it's kind of
it's really great.
No, actually, yeah, I wrote it since I was last here. I had maybe like a verse before.
Yeah.
So that really is absolutely brand new.
Mm.
But
you've already done a full band arrangement of it and everything?
Well, I'm rehearsing the full band arrangement of it right
now. You've got
so
a week.
When I say debut, I mean debut. I mean, it's debut for them, too.
There's a wonderful opportunity in there for some beautiful background vocals and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, man.
I bet you're going to kill it.
Give it to my wife, man. She's got it. Heather Woods.
Very nice.
That girl can sing every part of her ass off. Am I allowed to say that?
No. Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
No.
Sorry. I didn't know if that one was bad. She's absolutely incredible, and she's laying down the background vocals on it. I got Achal Murthy on bass. He's this amazing, amazing bass player, like a smile wider than the actual fretboard. It's kind of weird to see. I've got Matt Pizzone, the guitar player for Billy Wine and the Beggar Thomas Band on guitar. We've got Peter Danilchuk on keys and Victor Hernandez on the drums and Heather Woods on backing vocals.
Are those some of the players that are on the CD?
Believe it or not, no.
Wow.
No. All of the players on that record
are not speaking to you.
Are not speaking to me anymore. Yeah. They went through the whole process of recording it, and they're like, nope, done. No, I actually recorded that record in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Went out to L.A. and recorded
that
record.
Oh, so it's a logistical thing. They just can't be here.
Yeah, they just couldn't be there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, my people out here couldn't be out there is really what it was. But, you know, it's that record was produced by Peter Racine at The Laundry Room, his first studio out there. And it was an absolute crazy thing. I was like, I'm going to go to Los Angeles. I'm going to see all kinds of stuff. No, I saw the inside of a room for, mm-hmm. For like a week.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, but look at what came out of it. It's a beautiful CD.
Thanks, man.
You know, it's just a great CD. I love it. You gave it to me last time that you were here, and I've been listening to it since. It's really, really a nice piece of work here for sure.
Thanks so much.
So just to make sure, if you guys love what George is doing, I bet you do. Again, next Saturday night, what time do you guys go on stage?
So we go on stage at 9, but honestly, you need to get there at 8 because every act that night is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Like, it would be a waste of your money not to come out
yeah.
and do that. By the way, secret. This is a secret that I'm telling you live on air and broadcasting.
You told us last time.
So. No, this is new.
It's not about the pool?
Oh, it is about the pool.
Yeah.
Oh, I told you about this?
You did.
Jeez. All right, well, it's still a secret.
Okay.
So, if you pre-purchase a ticket to this show, we're having a pool party the night before. Ruby, me, Flory, and Amir are taking over a backyard in Brighton, undisclosed location.
Mm-hmm.
You are most invited. Just grab a ticket to the show. You can walk into this party. We're going to have pizza. We're going to have rum punch. And we're going to have a pool. And it's going to be awesome.
Okay.
And
sounds like a great combination.
Yeah. It's definitely a great combination.
So you were starting to say, if people go purchase, how do they do that?
So you can go to the Brighton Music Hall's website. Or you can go to my website, georgewoodsmusic.com. But the easiest way to do it, probably, is bit.ly/RubyRoseFoxBMH with everything capitalized. So Ruby, capital R on Rose. Anyway,
do you think that you're awake enough to go on the thread and post that?
I could do that, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But definitely go to the Brighton Music Hall's website, and it's honestly the easiest way to do it, June 10th.
Okay, June 10th.
It'll be one of the first concerts you see on their calendar, so.
All right, I would love to play something else from this CD.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
I picked the first one, so this is up to you. You know, last time you were here, you did a in-studio version of Highest Love, so we haven't played the recorded one of that in a while.
Okay.
I could do that, because that's the first song that I heard. From
all
this,
right.
And I loved it, and I thought that what you did just acoustically was terrific, but this is really nice.
Okay, yeah, so, let's hear it.
All right, so you know what I did? I took this CD, cover me, because I took this CD off the board, and I have to put it back because it hates me. So just cover me while I do this.
Sure, no problem. We'll expound on any subject
so
you like.
So one muffin turns to the other muffin and says, "Hey, man. It is really hot in here." And the other one says, "Holy crap, a talking muffin." Yeah. Do you still want me to cover you? Is this something that you want?
George Woods, everybody. This is called Higher.
Highest. Look, come on now.
I wanted to make sure that you knew.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
The difference between him and Steve Winwood.
That's right. It's WMFO, everybody.
Torn from embrace and cast into the world, a screaming little boy and girl. We drew that first breath. We had some sense of what we'd left. It had me crying in my mother's arms. Oh, you, my highest love, my highest love, my highest love. Will we recall my highest love, my highest love, my highest love? Oh, oh. Now we grow into life, all its toils and strife. We learn to pay the rent. Yes, I learned to forget your face. The scent of your skin lingering like a shadow on a memory. And no strangers we meet. Is it you, my highest love, my highest love, my highest love? Will we my highest love, oh, oh, I say.
Ooh. rusty chains, broken down machinery. I was led astray. A man with a lamp at the guidepost, he was a lonely ghost, and he led me that way. Down and down a twisted stair, deeper than I thought I could bear. He asked me, are you a child of the light? Ah, a child of the light, like me, like me. Red ruby glowing eyes, he spoke in absolutes. Conviction feigns for why. Me and my frailty, he leaned right into me, said you must believe what I believe, because you're a child of the light, ain't ya? A child of the light, like me, like a twisted smile, comes off all innocent like a child. And no child of mine, no, no, no. Child of mine, ain't no child of mine. He sent his demons on me, crawling down my throat. Give up the ghost boy on the black, black smoke. Somewhere deep inside me, from where I barely know, it all comes screaming.
Buddy.
All right.
That's George Woods, it is, from his new record called I Am, lovely track called Shadows.
Indeed.
Really goes there, doesn't it? Really does.
You don't want to hear the story behind that song?
Yes, I do.
So that song was written about a dream that I had when I was 18. I was having this kind of like religious identity crisis at the time.
Yeah.
And in the dream, me and my best friend at the time walk into a Church of Scientology with this notion of like, let's go check this out, see what's happening. And the guy inside of the church in a very ravishing way, goes, "Welcome to the Church of Scientology." Oh. And he walks us all over the place, and he has such a strong conviction that what he's looking at is a time machine. It's a time machine, like, that it makes you go, "Oh, that's a time machine,"
right?
Like, which is the the line of their conviction feigns for wise. But basically, the reason why it's called Shadows is because at the very end of the dream, we wind up in this damp cellar with rusty chains everywhere. It was the first line of the song. And I get attacked by a shadow smoke monster thing, kind of like from Lost. But that was before I even saw Lost, which is kind of weird. I get attacked by this thing, and it starts trying to choke me. And in the dream, I literally say, like, while this thing is attacking me, and they're like, "Run!" And I can't run because it's holding me. In the dream, I said, "I am a child of the light. You are nothing but what is dark, muddled, and confused. I am a child of the light, and you can't hurt me." And then this thing blows off of me, and I go running up the stairs, and that's where the dream ended.
Did you wake up and write all that down, or did you just remember when you...
I remembered. I probably wrote that song a year and a half ago. And, like, so it just, that story never left me. Mm. And every single time that I told the story of the dream, my hair would stand on end, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, it was like, I don't know why, but it was just one of those dreams that, like, really, like, stuck with you. But, like, have you ever had a moment in a dream where you've been like, "I am a child of the light"? Like, that's such an intense thing to say.
No,
in a
I
dream.
Haven't.
I have very
Bob,
entertaining dreams.
But not that entertaining.
But not so entertaining that I could write a song lyric about it.
Yeah.
So that's the gift.
Yes, all of my songs are written in dreams.
Nice.
So you guys wanted an acoustic tune.
We did.
And I passed the buck on actually telling you which one it was going to be.
Yeah.
Until just now. So I'll give you a choice. We can go for something soul, or we can go for something folky.
Bob, you choose.
Soulful. Let's go with soulful.
All right, cool. This is a track called Carousel. And this CD release concert, the record has existed in physical form for a little while in the Boston scene. What hasn't existed, it hasn't existed online. And so when we uploaded it online, we added 4 new tracks. And this is one of the tracks that we added. This is called Carousel.
Excellent.
And it goes out to Dave Woods. All right. I am my father's second son. He's always talking about the grave, and he says he may die poor, but he will not die afraid. No, oh, no. But I'm afraid. See, his words are the beacon that get me back to shore. His hands gave me this guitar. One day his body's gonna wither, but his heart to you, his heart to you, I will deliver. Love is like a carousel. It gets you high and it brings you down. It makes you feel like going for a ride now. Full of lights, full of smiles, gets you sick every once in a while. Love is like a carousel. It always brings you back around. Now what I know about is youth. That's what I know about is pain. His father's whiskey fist. His mama wouldn't let him go. And he would say, "You're never gonna make me cry. You'll never make me cry, no." He's had holes punched in his heart. Some he still just hasn't filled. He is the last of his brothers in the world now. I see his shadow grow tall as he goes walking to the light. But he tells himself and his children all it's gonna be alright. Because love is like a carousel. It gets you high and it brings you down. It makes you feel like going for a ride now. Full of lights, full of smiles, gets you sick every once in a while. Love is like a carousel.
It always brings you back around. Yeah, yeah. And I will be the man you taught me to be. I will be full of lights, full of smiles. I'll make you sick every once in a while. Oh, and I will love you like a carousel. In a while, oh, and I'ma love you like a carousel. I'm always gonna bring you back around.
Yeah, it's George Woods, everybody. Carousel, live in Studio A, Lervit. Thank you, George.
Love you back, dog.
Thank you, man. That was awesome.
It was awesome. Oof.
So, I gotta warm up, man. My voice keeps cracking.
Yeah, a little bit. Just a tiny little bit. Oh, it's not, man, as bad as it's going through your head, I'm sure.
No.
Indeed.
No.
We got...
That is the upper crust song. A little castrato.
Hey.
Hey, is that Mike Stewart? It is.
How did you know my...
I know.
How did you know my stripper name was Little Castrato?
There you go.
Everybody knows that, George.
Things get around.
Things get around. But Little Castrato cannot.
They roll, too.
Little Castrato cannot get around.
Yeah.
Though he would love to.
So I've queued up another track here that I love.
Okay.
And I haven't asked you the backstory to this one. Monster.
What's up with Monster? Oh,
like
man.
Like this.
You want to know the backstory to Monster?
It's not a Steppenwolf cover song?
No, man.
No?
So I was in a relationship.
Say no more.
I was in a relationship and when it ended, like at the time that it ended, I felt like a quote-unquote monster for ending it. And actually, what's funny is that over time, I've realized that the song actually really flips, because it was a pretty abusive relationship coming towards me. Like, I was definitely very much held down by this person in many, many ways. And, you know, what's really funny is it takes you a very long time to realize how things like that really affect you. And this song was recorded sort of after the self-hatred phase of saying, I am your monster. And for me, now when I sing it, it's really the other way around.
Yeah.
Though I am still singing, I am your monster, it's a reminder that, like, it's a reminder that that feeling is so false that...
But at the time, it was...
Well, at the time, it was the result of, like, literally having your mind toyed with for 12 months straight.
Yeah.
So this song made it onto the record as a catharsis and sort of an affirmation of, like, you know what, I'm actually nobody's monster. I'm a good dude.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, here's George Woods, everybody, in Monster from the brand new record, I Am, at WMFO.
Echoes in your head. to do this right.
It's WMFO, Met for 10:56 in the morning. How you doing? I'm Mike on the mic, just getting out of here. And we played one last great track from George Woods' new CD called I Am. That was Back to You.
Thank you, sir.
Love that. We played that last time, too. I think it's just a great one.
Although I think you should have titled the album He Is.
I mean, be more in the moment.
Yeah. Maybe actually, I am question mark. He is. Yeah.
Don't miss George next Saturday, June 10th, for his homecoming CD release show with Ruby Rose Fox, Halo Circus, Florian Amir. It's at the Brighton Music Hall. Get there at 8. They go on stage at 9, right?
Yeah, but you don't want to miss Florian. She's incredible. Yeah.
And again, how do you go to Brighton Music Hall website to buy tickets?
Website and buy tickets.
They used to be formerly Hopper's Ferry.
That's what it was.
I've been trying to think of that name all morning long.
You know, it's funny. I actually work in the club that the guys who owned Harper's Ferry opened up now. But and speaking of working in clubs, one little side announcement for the Boston music community, if y'all are tuned in.
Oh, yeah, I meant to do that. You do that. Okay.
I am the new Lizard Lounge open mic host.
Yeah. Yay. Perfect for that.
I'm so excited. It's got to be one of the top open mics on the Eastern Seaboard, like, period. Yep, there's nothing else like it.
The torch has been passed from Tom Bianchi to you.
Yeah,
and it's really hard to find a lizard.
Yeah,
it's hard to find a lizard, but they've done that in
here. Yeah, exactly.
He will dress in costume,
yes, sir.
Think, yeah,
you think?
Yeah. Oh man.
I don't know what that means. All right, so 10:57 in the morning. Sue Edelman is here with something about the women. She's got a big shoe today. Haven't seen her yet, although, Mike, you've seen her, right? So you know she's here?
Yes, she still likes you.
All right. You told her I wouldn't bring her up, and that was a lie.
What's that? Put it down, Sue. Put it down.
Just kidding. All right,
is that
Mike?
A bat?
Yeah.
That's a sword.
All right. Oh. George Woods, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
As you know, come back anytime, please.
Oh, man, I'm here. Consider
love it. Yeah. All right, Bob Angel, nice to see you.
Oh.
Mike Stewart,
nice to see you, too.
All right, because you're on this side of the dirt today, right?
That's right.
There you go. All right,
I'm
everybody.
Still digging.
Something about the women up next at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sue's got a big shoe. Stick around. You're going to love it. I'm going to leave you with something from Sarah and the Wild Versatile, which is more good stuff coming up next. Oh, wait, there's Sue. Do you want to say? Okay. What, you want to tell us about your big shoe?
It is a big shoe.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I would love to tell you.
Okay.
So we have a really exciting show today. We have the founder and staff and the advisory board of Media Girls, which is this awesome nonprofit that teaches girls about ways to interpret the media and girl empowerment, girl power. They've picked out the entire set list for today.
Cool.
So we have about 4 or 5 young ladies here who are going to tell us about the music and why they picked it. And they're going to read the public service announcements. They're going to do the station IDs. They're going to run the station.
And you?
I will be hosting them.
Okay.
Something about the women and the girls.
All right. All right. That's Mike on the mic. I'll see you next week here at 9 a.m. Thanks to everybody for listening. As I said, here's Sarah and the Wild Versatile. This one's called Christine. See ya.